Yes.
Previously, I think it was one of the first readings you were mentioning, momentary nibbana. And I've been thinking about that in relation to jhanas. And if there's, like, jhanas, would they represent momentary nibbana? But then now, as what you're alluding to, is that no, it's just a more refined state which you would use to contemplate.
Correct, yes. So the momentary nibbana is more to do with this absence of clinging. And so that definition of Lumpu Cha, that his definition of nibbana as the realization of non-grasping. And so whether it's to a refined object, like first jhana, or to a coarse object, like a mouthful of potato, that the mind that is not grasping or clinging, that is knowing this as a pattern of experience, and the mind is aware of being free of grasping, then there is that natural peacefulness and spaciousness. That term, tadangana nibbana, or tadangana vimutti, would be that quality of temporary nibbana, would be in relationship to that.
There is mention of the jhanas being a flavor of nibbana. It's not equating it with nibbana, but it's sort of a taste that you get. So that there is this possibility of peacefulness and well-being that is associated with the jhanas, which is associated with nibbana.
Like a sample.
Yeah.
Costco sample.
Yeah, because I remember the kind of characteristics of nibbana was radiant, pure, and
peaceful.
And that could also be described to how the jhanas would be described as. As I thought, oh, maybe it's easier to have this experience of momentary nibbana through the practice of jhanas.
It can be, but one of the oft-repeated themes is how if the mind develops skill with concentration, then it tends to stop there. Well, this is great, you know, this is a lovely day at the beach. And that there's a particular sutta where the Buddha is saying, you don't settle for that, you know, don't be content with that. Don't rest content. It's like it's kind of against contentment. You know, don't be content with that, because the mind says, well, this is really comfortable, this is really pleasant. And there's a kind of avijja, ignorance and not seeing clearly. It's a pleasant field of experience based on wholesome qualities, but it's not a state of liberation. And that was also the Buddha's, as a bodhisattva, when he was with his previous teachers, Alara Kalama, Udaka Ramaputta, he had those clear, blissful states of mind. But there was this intuition of like, this isn't liberation, this isn't the whole thing. The mind is still identified and attached.